every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh yeah, are you ready for it? I certainly hope so. Here's your dose.
Ready or
radio
not.
Rehab, yeah.
Here we come. And here comes October.
Yeah, it's here, big time. But you've heard of October, obviously, but have you heard of October Theory?
Mm.
And did you know with October Theory, Lauren, you could, some people say, you can change your life?
Yeah, I didn't know about this until a few seconds ago when you told me about it.
Folks, we're going to talk about October Theory today here on Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And basically, you know, here's the deal. October, the entire month, if you think about it, symbolizes transition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the leaves are browning, the sun, we're already noticing.
Yes.
You know, the sun is not...
We're quicker to darkness already.
Right.
Yes.
Sun is waning.
Less sunlight.
So, you know, you've got this realization that the year is...
And hopefully already, if you go into stores, ready or not, you know, you're seeing all kinds of decorations
of
for all of the end of the year things, right?
Of course you are.
It's not even Halloween yet, but
nope.
We won't go there.
but, you know, basically October Theory is a motivational trend that suggests that the final 3 months, we don't have 3 full months, but the last three months of the year is prime. It's prime time to change your life for the better.
Mm.
And so we're gonna talk about October Theory today and how people are rethinking their approach to the last 3 months of the year. That's our topic today, right here on Strategies for Living. And I am certainly glad that you are with us today, and I'm certainly glad our sponsors are making all of this possible.
Absolutely.
The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Want to change your life? Stick around. We're going to talk about the way to do that today with October Theory here on Strategies for Living. We're coming right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd. Join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
And welcome in. Welcome in to Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about October Theory today. Have you heard this? Have you heard of October Theory before? It's basically using October through December, through the end of the year, as a time of reflection and goal setting, kind of like a New Year's reset.
Listen, I love this. Yep. I had not heard of it.
I'm glad when I can bring brand new stuff to you. You know?
Yeah, it's exciting. But the thing is, it's interesting because we're going to term it as a new thing. And I want to just take us back a minute and say that I think this is a very much a renewal of great truths and of our great in our lifetimes as humanity. I think it's a renewal, a recognition, if you will.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you know, before all of the modern, you know, all the modern technologies, before lights, right? We had candles, right? And we lived by the sun by the seasons.
Yeah.
And so I think, I don't know, but I have a feeling our ancestors knew this. Maybe perhaps we're even more in tune with this than we were.
Probably
and,
so.
And, you know, I think they would be proud of this October theory business.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think it's a recognition, a recognition of what we've, you know, of who
recognition,
we are.
A rethinking. And, you know, October, it may be, you know, it's winding down.
Yes.
It may be nearly over, but here's the deal. It's never too late to start unless you let it be. I mean, it's up to you, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so
it's that the old adage of one day or day one.
Yeah. So how do you use the 2024 October theory to jumpstart 2025? Okay. So one of the first things that you do is take the rest of October, and we've got plenty of days left to do this, but take the rest of October and let that be assessment time. Mm. Okay. So, you know, October is assess your life. You know, people get anxious, right? Mm-hmm. And they get this anxious feeling, but anxious can also be motivation. Right.
Yes, right. It's a similar feeling physically in the body to excitement.
Yeah. You know? So, I mean, we begin when we realize, I mean, at some point we realize, oh, my goodness, where did this year go? Right. Mm. And that for many of us, it happens around this time of year.
Yeah.
So that's why October theory makes sense. So, you know, you can find out more about this theory on TikTok. You know, you can find out about this. But basically, people reflect on what they've accomplished so far and what they still need to work on. Right.
Again, very, very seasonally appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what autumn, that is what the fall is about. If you watch nature, that's what it's doing. It's reflecting, right? And it's turning inward. All of the creatures, you know, if we were around a lot of creatures, would be scurrying off to find, you know, stock up on food to go inward for the rest of the year.
Right.
And that's an invitation to us as nature as well, right?
Absolutely.
To turn inward and to start assessing, as you say, you know, what is it that I've been doing, and are they the things that I want to continue, or what would I like to change or see different about?
Yeah, and when we realize, oh my goodness, the year is almost over, yeah, that might, you know, that might evoke some anxiousness. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's anxiety for most of us. it's that anxiousness that actually drives what we're calling October theory. Mm. And it has a name. Do you know what the name is? I know you know.
Yeah.
And if I say Hans Selye, he did a tremendous amount of he and his partner Holmes. So they did a lot of research on stress,
yeah.
And they came to the conclusion that there's different types of stress.
Oh, sure.
Most of us think of stress, when we think of stress,
as
we think of distress.
Right.
But, Selye said, okay, well, there's also eustress.
Right.
E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S.
Which is a quote-unquote good stress,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
something like getting married or getting a new job.
Or getting a new house.
Right, or a new car.
Or even celebrating a holiday, annual holiday. All of those evoke some stress, but it's not distress generally. It's eustress.
Now, you said holidays, and I know for a lot of people that can evoke different forms of stress.
Yeah,
it's not always eustress.
Yeah.
I know for a lot of families that can be some distress as well.
I realize that.
Just so I can acknowledge that.
But this eustress is a positive conceptualization of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of stress is one that acts as a motivator, if you will,
mm-hmm.
more than it does an inhibitor.
Right.
So it fills us. It fills us with this sense of hope and positivity and vigor.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first step of October theory is let's take and use these last few days of the month to acknowledge your eustress about the coming change, turning over the calendar from 2024 into 2025. Mm-hmm. And so let's acknowledge that and let's harness it.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
And so definitely then we're going to want to introspect.
Yes.
So in terms of goals, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about, oh, this year is almost over? We can all remember it hadn't been too many months back going into this year and thinking about, oh, I want to get this accomplished and I'd like to do this and I'd like to do that. Well, now the year is drawing to a close.
Right.
So introspect, what comes to mind? Do thoughts of all the things you wish you had achieved come into your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think of things that you wish you had changed? Maybe some old resolutions come into your mind, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you started some resolutions, but you dropped them.
Or?
Yeah, you never completed them. That's a normal,
yeah.
That's a pretty quote-unquote normal
human
thing. Maybe some of the resolutions never really even saw the light of day. You thought about them or maybe even wrote them down and that was it. Okay. So the introspection is the first thing. Then acknowledgement. You want to introspect and then you want to acknowledge. So without punishment, this is no punishment now, no punishment for yourself. What could have been, if you, you know, once you bring these to mind, what if you had completed the resolution, and don't overthink this. Don't put labels on yourself. But as they come to you, I would recommend that you write them down, and just that's a for any way that you can acknowledge, you introspect and acknowledge as kind of the first steps, right?
I would also add in there to acknowledge not just what you didn't do that you wanted to do, but what you did.
Yeah.
Look at how much, it's been a year. How much have you accomplished and what have you gained from those accomplishments? And
absolutely.
Maybe
I think
what's
that's
the
important.
Maybe what's the next step on those?
Yeah.
And if you want to continue with that.
And I think it's very, very quote unquote normal to think as the new year approaches, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that. All right. So in the acknowledgement, maybe, again, without punishing yourself, without beating yourself up, acknowledge what stopped you. Mm-hmm. You know, realize, all right, well, what stopped you from achieving whatever goals you set for yourself at the beginning of the year or the end of last year going into this year?
And that requires some deep honesty with yourself.
Absolutely.
Right. And sometimes the first thing that comes out is not the capital, the reason, right? Sometimes it requires a little digging underneath to find, okay, well, I didn't do that because I didn't have time. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you could have made time, so what's under that?
Yeah.
Right? And then you might have to go under that a few more times to find, likely it's a fear.
Yeah.
Most likely it's
probably
a fear under there.
Yeah. So you're saying
you got... an unmet feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to dig. You got to be willing to do a little digging here.
And that kind of goes back to that introspection part, right? They go hand in hand.
Yeah. But that's one of the good things with October Theory, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, if you're going to make a lot of people who make resolutions... hurry up and make them.
Right.
You know, the last week of the year.
If you start.
Or the first week of the year. That's one of the very, very useful things for me about this October Theory, mm-hmm. is because there's plenty of time.
Yeah.
And no, you're not all the time in the world.
No, but you're also harnessing the time of the time. You know, pardon the expression, but it's true.
Say more about that. Harnessing the time of the time.
Right. Well, I mean, as we mentioned, it's seasonal, right? It's fall and it's getting a little... It's getting a little cooler. I know it goes back and forth here, but it is. And
it's so eventually we're going to get the cool weather's going to arrive, and it's going to stay a while once it comes.
Right, which kind of drives us a little more inside.
Yeah.
And we can't stay out too long anyway because the sun's not out longer. Again, driving you inside, so you have more of an opportunity to spend this time inside with yourself if you take that.
Right.
That's one of the opportunities here. That it's the time for that time.
So we are talking today about using this last bit of the year. Yeah. October has arrived. We can see the holidays right around the corner. We can see the new year right around the corner. So we're talking today about October Theory. So October is really about introspecting and acknowledging. And then when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about, let's use November, because November is about setting goals. Mm. We'll talk about that. And a special kind of goal. And then December, we're gonna get habitual. So that's all to come we talk about October Theory today here on Strategies for Living. Much more to come, much more to learn on October Theory on Strategies today. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. People are using the beginning of fall as the best time to reset their goals, reset their values. All inspired by social media, a trend in social media. This was actually written up in the Wall Street Journal by, if you want to look at the article, it's by Anne Marie Alcantara, I believe is the way to pronounce that name. And, we're not so much here, but other places, they're breaking out the sweaters and, starting to consume as many pumpkin spice drinks as they can possibly.
I'm pretty sure that's here.
Yeah, maybe here as well. Too. Yeah, but, so if you want to learn more, you can if you subscribe or get the Wall Street Journal in print or online, look up Anne Marie Alcantara's article and check it out. So it's called the October Theory.
Yeah.
So October is about assessing your life. You kind of go inside, you introspect, and you acknowledge. Now we're to November, right?
Oh, we are? When did that happen?
Well, it's coming.
Okay.
Believe me, it's coming.
I believe you.
And so in November, we're going to set the goals. So you've reflected in October, and you spend some time pen to paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now November is for you breathing life back into those past goals, right?
Okay.
And the new goals and your wishes and your dreams. So you might even think about, and I like the idea of, I've always loved index cards,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So you might take they're cheap. You can go get a stack of small index cards.
Mm-hmm.
You could also, if you don't want to do that, you could take a piece of paper and cut strips and do it that way.
Sure.
But I love to work with index cards. So take the index cards and, put your goals put each goal on one card, each individual card, or if you're using slips of paper, but collect them, put them in a box, put them in a jar, put them someplace, place them where you can
see them.
Yes.
Yeah, frequently.
Yep. And now what you're going to do, and we've talked about this before, Lauren,
mm-hmm.
here on Strategies, you're going to use SMART goals. Okay.
Right. S-M-A-R-T.
S-M-A-R-T. Mm-hmm. So goals that are specific,
mm-hmm.
that are measurable,
mm-hmm.
that are achievable, that are relevant, and that are time bound. That's
right.
A SMART goal.
Right.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound.
Mm-hmm.
There was a study in Health Psychology Review back in 2023, and if you want to look up Health Psychology Review, there's a great article on SMART goals.
Sure.
And you can find out much more about them.
You can find tons of information outside of that.
Oh, sure.
Well,
and
SMART goals.
Yeah, probably.
They're well studied.
Yeah, probably if you just Google SMART goals, you'll get more than you could possibly want to know
mm-hmm.
about SMART goals. So take November and pick out your once upon a time wishes, and reconceptualize them
mm-hmm.
into something that you can work into a SMART goal.
Right.
Okay, so for instance, let's say in 2024, one of the things that I wanted to do was lose weight. And I'm glad we're on radio so people can't necessarily see what I'm looking down at right now. And it's not that I haven't done anything on it.
No.
But I haven't done what I wanted to on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I could use my weight and what I wanted to do with my weight, getting it back under control in 2024, but I didn't find a reasonable way to go about it. Now I want to take that and I want to turn it into a SMART goal, okay? So the first thing I want to do is get specific.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to turn that from I want to lose weight, which is actually what I said
right.
to myself
okay.
in 2024.
Okay.
but I didn't make it a SMART goal. So if I want to do something different with October Theory this year, I'm going to make it SMART.
Yes.
So I want to turn it into highly specific objectives. Mm-hmm. So what needs to happen for my goal, which is reasonable, losing, let's say, 50 pounds, okay? Over the next, you know, over the next 12 months, at the end of 2025, mm-hmm. I want to be 50 pounds lighter, okay. Right? So what needs to change in order for that to be achieved? Now, mm-hmm. I can read your mind.
I can't.
Yeah, I can. So you're telling me one of my SMART goals should be quit buying those 4-pound bags of sugar when we go to the store.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
And, you know, so that could be cutting way down on my sugar consumption. Uh-huh. Could be part of my very specific goals, right, because it's something that needs to change in order for me to achieve, because I eat relatively well, thanks to you.
Yes.
Thanks to you. I don't eat
relatively
near as much chicken and beef, meat, red meat as I used to. I still eat a lot of fish, but, I think that's good for me. So when I really look at this,
you eat a lot more vegetables.
I eat a lot more vegetables. So what's really the kicker? Well, it's probably the sugar. Mm-hmm. It's probably the processed sugar. And you're also going to say, and this could be another SMART goal, right? Read the label, David. When we go to the grocery store and we're shopping in the interior mm-hmm. of the grocery store.
Yes.
And this is for most every grocery store, the way they're laid out. In the interior is where all the processing is.
Yes.
And you would be amazed when you start to read the label. So
we
this,
really need to do a show on this because it's incredible.
We do.
How much the ingredients in our process, quote unquote, favorite processed foods have changed just over your lifetime.
And there are some surprises. I mean, if you pick up something that you wouldn't imagine has high fructose corn syrup
and the
in
things
it,
that we allow in the States that they don't allow in other countries is phenomenal.
So if you can imagine, you would never even think that, I'm going to buy this Italian dressing, mm-hmm. right? I'm going to buy this Italian salad dressing. But if I read the label, I'll be dadgum, my Italian salad dressing has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Like, why?
Why is that in there?
Yeah.
But it is. And mm-hmm. and you don't believe me, go start reading the label.
It's in the broth, you people.
Yeah.
I had a fit in the store.
You did. You did have a fit in the store.
Why do you need to put sugar in vegetable
broth? And you had a hard
broth.
Time finding a brand.
There was none.
Of broth
at that particular
without
store.
It.
Yeah. I won't mention names, but at that particular store, there was no broth without sugar.
Yep.
What?
Okay, so another thing I did, I mentioned 50 pounds for me.
Okay.
I think that's another specific, Lauren. You want to get very specific.
I think that also goes into the measurable part, though.
But you want to get specific. Exactly how much weight do you want to lose? Is it 5 pounds? Is it 10 pounds? Mm-hmm. Is it 20 pounds? For me, it's 50.
Mm-hmm.
And this will give you a goal to clearly focus on. Then we go into measurable. I think these two overlap because you want to quantify,
mm-hmm.
How do you measure progress? How do you measure success?
And it's fairly easy for something like losing weight.
Yeah.
But with other things, you might have to get a little creative.
Yep.
If you want to add a particular habit.
Yep. Then there's the achievable, the Goldilocks zone mm-hmm. for a goal is for it to be challenging. But within your reach.
Right.
How do you ensure your goal isn't too easy, too time consuming, or too intense? So again, with the weight loss,
mm-hmm.
Do I add in a realistic workout routine? Okay, 3 days a week, I'm going to the workout Center, and you're also going to provide me, and I'm going to listen to the nutrition plan that you lay out.
All right.
I knew you would. And I want to find a way to actually fit it into my lifestyle, fit it into my schedule.
Yeah.
All right. Then it's got to be relevant. If the goal isn't aligned with your personal values, it won't be worth pursuing. So how can I convince myself that losing 50 pounds is worth the fight?
Right. What are you doing it for? What's your why?
Yeah.
What's your big why?
Right.
Is it to chase the grandkids around, right?
Yeah. Well, my why is I want to be around to chase the grandkids around and hang out with you. So I want to remind myself that weight loss is going to improve my energy. It's going to improve my sleep. It's going to improve my stress levels.
Well, and
it's going to help me live longer.
It'll take pressure off all of your body, all of your other body parts.
Yeah. And then last but not least here, time bound. So the goal needs to have a deadline. So how can I, you know, how can you instill in yourself it doesn't have to be a major sense, but at least a minor sense of urgency, and I want to do that, but not burn out. So I want that sweet spot. I want that balance. So I want to, in the case of weight loss, the way to do that is to break the large goal, fit my, in my case, 50 pounds, down into, okay, well, what is that? You know, what is that equal to every week? Well, maybe it's just a pound a week.
Right.
You know, well, I can do that over 6 months. And if I do that over 6 months, you know, lo and behold, I just might be at my goal.
There you go.
Right.
One step at a time.
We're talking
smart step at a time.
There you go. We're talking October theory today. And we've been through October. We've been through November. If my calculation is correct, December's next.
Yeah, I believe so.
And December, we are going to work things out. We're gonna put the icing on the cake. We're gonna turn the goals into habits. Talk about that next here as we talk about October theory today on Strategies for Living.
All right.
Be right back.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
You gotta love that harmony stuff.
Got me all hyped up, man.
There you go. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're talking about October theory. today on strategies. Have you heard about it? Have you, if you're a TikTok person, you might have run into this, you know, on TikTok. It's out there. You can also look up the article in the Wall Street Journal. So, you basically the, you know, with October, we do the assessment thing. We assess our lives and we do the introspection and acknowledgement. In the month of November, we're going to set our goals, but we're going to make them SMART goals. Mm-hmm. We're going to make them specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, in December, have you ever heard the saying, Lauren, that a habit takes 21 days? You heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
But I agree. December, the December focus in October theory is to turn those goals into habits. Mm. You know, now research has been done about that 21-day thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And it suggests, and I think this is important for all of us to hear because, you know, we can heap guilt on ourselves if we're not changing a habit in 21 days.
Right.
So the research says that really it takes somewhere between 18 and 254 days. And most people are going to be averaging around 66. So, okay, so 21 then is ideal. But the reality is that the timeline has so many factors involved. It's an individual thing. There's so many individual factors.
I would think it has way less to do with actual days and time passed and more to do with repetition and how you are doing
also,
your repetition.
And also person to person, things like circumstances, things like behaviors, things like motivation, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of those things come into play.
Right. I mean, we also have pretty good research to show that, you know, it takes a, I don't remember the exact number, but it's over 2,000 repetitions to create a new pathway in the brain, right?
Right, right.
But if you do it in play, if you do it for fun with that spirit of, oh, just for the fun of it, if you do it in play, it only takes 8.
Okay.
So again, I think that's a huge factor in this creating of a habit in a particular number of days. It's how you go about it, what your outlook and what your mindset is towards this new habit.
And remember what we focused on in December, turning our goals into SMART goals. One of the things that SMART goals do is they help us get into a flow.
Okay.
Okay. And so that flow state, that can switch the mundane to enjoyable. You know what I mean?
Tell me more.
Well, in other words, we can basically take the getting into the flow state is that's flow state of mind. When people feel optimally challenged and they are fully absorbed in an activity, then they're in flow.
Right.
Yeah. And so once December gets here and you're armed, you've got your SMART goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you reap the benefits of flow and you do your best to work on your goals little by little, day by day. You
right.
know?
Yes.
It's a little by little thing. And remember, you know, that there's not a need to punish yourself if the steps to your goals don't immediately feel like they've become habits.
I think it's important to mention here, too, the idea that if you're working on creating a new habit and you maybe drop the ball for a day or even a couple days, right?
Right.
I think
right.
it's very, very important to be able to just say, oh, I forgot, and that's still important to me, and just get back on the ball,
right?
Not to wallow, because all that does is drag out your resistance to the new goal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to reiterate this because I think again I know I've said this, but I think it's important to underline it. when we you know, begin the process of change, mm-hmm. it's just that. It's change is not a singular event.
No.
It's a process.
And it's a day-to-day, moment-to-moment decision.
Right. And it takes dedication, it takes time, it takes effort.
And devotion, first and foremost, to yourself.
Absolutely.
And to the life you want to make for yourself.
So it's important to keep absorbing yourself into your goals. Mm. So by the time the next new year arrives, you're going to be celebrating your progress. And, you know, there'll be others that'll just be getting started.
Right.
And think about how that's going to make you feel, right? But again, that's the beauty, that's the quote-unquote magic, if you will, mm-hmm. of this October theory.
Right.
Because you're really taking October, you're taking November, you're taking December to make your goals into you're introspecting, you're acknowledging, you're taking and you're forming goals, but you're forming goals that are smart,
yes,
right?
Right.
They're smart goals. And then you're taking those smart goals and you're going the next step. And the next step is what we focus on in the month of December. How do we take those goals and turn them into habits?
Yeah, you could be a present to yourself there at the end of the year, right?
Oh yeah. And you know, there's a lot of help out there. On, for instance, if you're a procrastinator, mm-hmm. and what gets a lot of people with goals are procrastination. If you look up general procrastination scales, it's a science-backed test that you can take online, and you can find out if you've got a problem with procrastination. So that's just one little example of stuff that is helpful. I mean,
well,
you know,
and it falls right into the October month, right? Of
right.
being assessing
right.
and acknowledging
there you
where
go.
You want to go.
Absolutely. Talking about October theory today here on Strategies for Living. Well, look at that. We've learned a new thing today.
I like
October
it.
October
yeah,
theory.
That's exciting. I'm very excited for it.
We'll be back here on Strategies. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com. Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. It's not often that I get to introduce something that you haven't heard about, know about, in fact, know a lot about. So I feel good. I'm patting myself on the back here.
I don't know. You teach me a lot more than you know, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I hope that. That's part of our
But I got you
mission.
Today.
Yeah, you definitely got me today, and I'm excited to know new things all the time.
October theory. What's your takeaway from our conversation today on October theory?
I really love it, and it kind of goes back to what I said and thought when you first introduced me to it, and it's that it's a rebranding of being in tune and in line with nature, because we are natural beings of nature, right?
Yeah.
And so it's really capitalizing on, and it makes good sense even neurologically, right? Because we're looking around and we're seeing
Seeing the change in the grass and the leaves.
Dare
and
I say
trees.
Transformation,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Which can be reflective then if we take it in and make that transformation our own right? Because it's a great time for it. We're going inward and, because throughout the summer we might get in this rut of seeing the same things.
Yeah.
And when this change comes in the air, it makes sense neurologically that we can capitalize on that and bring that change within us.
If you want to know more about this, if you're a TikTok person, search it. October Theory on TikTok. There's also a recent Wall Street Journal article on it. You can get more information on it. Thank you for listening to us today. Talk about it here on Strategies for Living.
Thank you.
And folks, we appreciate each and every day that you are with us, and we appreciate our sponsors because they make it all possible.
Absolutely.
The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.